Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Tuesday night. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Went down this weekend. Got some heavy hitters out there. Gulfport for Jeremy and Scooby Race. I had to press the one button, make sure I'm not talking to myself and everything working right. Please, I can make sure I'm not just babbling on. That's Mo. What's happening, Mo?
What's going on, Jeremy?
What's happening, man? Y'all, Sudan. Pretty much who's who in small talk, that sucker, huh?
Oh, yeah, there's some nice small talk calls out there. Shout out to Susan, shout out to Jeremy. What's
up? Oh, what's up, man?
Oh, I want to leave him before the last round. Who won the finals?
When y'all saw me, when y'all was pulling up, when y'all pulled up before y'all was going to make y'all first pass, me and Pops was leaving. We was tired, man. We got there too early, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted to roll out, you know, watch a little race and be home at a decent time, but I was getting tired. We left about 9 something. Right before y'all made, I think you and Carlos was about to roll out. I was in the back of the staging lane. That's when I hollered at y'all, we was gone. I said, man, I'm getting out of here. I'm tired. I wanted to stay longer, but I just wore out, man. I said, man, let me get home with this. I ain't getting it no more. But I know they said Brent and Bank Robber made it to the finals, but they hit the curfew, so they couldn't run. My boat was on the pad. Both of them was on the rail. I know they both hits was looking good. I said, ooh. I said, shit. But,
Sherelle won his last year.
Yeah, what he did? That was an Outlaw Street?
Yeah, Outlaw Street.
Yeah, they got that. He won his, and then, I forgot all the classes, man. He had a couple. They had some cars, man. They had a lot of 7-0s.
Yeah, a lot of cars.
It was a nice turnout, man.
Had a real good turnout. That was a real good show.
Yeah, it was a real good thing, man. He had a nice show. For a while.
Yes, indeed.
It was pretty good, man. I was impressed. I was like, man, good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now we focus on this weekend coming up.
Yeah, we're going to grab them 6,000.
That's right. Shit. Well, I'm ready now, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, man, shit. We got
great weather. We can't ask for a better
forecast. Oh, no, man. You can't ask for nothing. It's going to be nice and cool. The storm went out the way, far enough away where we ain't going to get no rain bands or nothing like that. You know, shouldn't have anything. Going to be a nice cool front going to be coming through.
Yep.
Better race early, get shit done. Ain't no excuse about the track too hot and all that. It ain't gonna be nice. Real good.
Should be a nice day of racing.
Hell yeah. I think it's supposed to be like in the 60s or something at night, 50s at night before. And then warm up to 80.
Got a little 65.
Yeah. I said, shit, there you go. That ain't, I mean, what else they want, man? It'd be good.
Yep.
We don't see no rain. 3%. That ain't they just put that out there because there's a storm out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's everything doing. Because you just got a cold front coming down, you might get a little pop, but they ain't highly unlikely if anything happened there. 3%, that's nuts. So.
Nope.
Yep. Yeah, man, we'll be out there. What time the gates open, Mo? Remember?
Gates open for 12. We're going to go hot at 4. Yeah. We're going to go hot at 4. We'll do drivers meeting like 6:30. 7 o'clock, 7:30 at the absolute latest. E1 will be going on the racetrack.
Good deal, good deal. All right, awesome. Good deal, good deal. Yep. Let's see. Wes, your mic open and Unc, your mic open. Yep. We had a good time. Shit, me and Pop rolled around. Check everybody out. Gary got a, took a ride, boy. Woo, woo.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Did you see?
I'm glad he,
you saw the video,
yeah,
huh?
Well, I saw the video. Yeah, I'm glad he ain't hurt the car in, and he ain't get hurt neither. Shit.
No, man.
Hey, he blessed.
I just saw the video. He just posted the video either yesterday or today. He popped on both sides. The block let loose on both sides.
Both sides.
Yeah, he went
to the down pressure sensor took a shit.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker just
put
all
of them. Yeah. 53.6. I said, ooh. Put that boost cut. Get up high, you turn it off. Yeah. Let it go back to waste gates.
Yeah.
Let it eat. You on the ride for your life, though. I said, man, I had to take my life down. Me and my dad was cursing all in it. Tweety called me up. He said, dude, you listen to the last scene. He said, boy, when Gary went down there, he said, you and your dad, y'all was blowing y'all cut up, boy. So I took it down. I said, man. I was like, oh, shit. And my dad said, he right there, son of a bitch. I said, I don't know. He ain't hit nothing. Man.
That's good, man.
Yeah, that was good, man. I'm happy. I mean, I said everything went good. I mean, it was pretty decent. So, when we get to here, and look like the new owner, Scooby said the new owner want to start working with more stuff, man. So that might be a good sign, you know? So, we'll see.
Yeah, it'd be a good time for the slick
time
races.
Yeah, you know, fast. They call you and get a little action like you had there that weekend, shit, eh? Get something like that going.
Cool,
yeah, something different, man.
Yeah.
Get that. It's right there, close to the house. So.
Yep.
We got next. After this, I know on the 15th, we got Unc, your mic open. Just mute your mic.
I'm going on mute.
All right. Down your mic open. But on the 15th, you got Cruising the Coast, and then Curtis got a race at Atmore. Same time.
Yeah,
and
that's
going to
be. Yep.
You say?
I said, yeah, it's going to be a hectic weekend, the 15th weekend.
Yeah, because we got Madison, the Boat Festival here in Madisonville. I can't. That's right by the house. Shit, I'm going to hang out here, you know, on the river. You got,
Jamie, somebody bought
Gulfport? Yeah, they got new ownership. They taking over in December, they say. Mm-hmm. Yep. Then you got Trick or Treat, the 21st through the 23rd, and you got Hell in the Dell. That's another hectic weekend, you know.
Yep.
And November 19th, Thanksgiving throwdown at Moore. You and Mika. That's all I got right now. I know they got something else coming up, but I'll catch it. Somebody message me.
They got a show. They got a show on November 5th in Atmore, where they're doing a $10,000 small tire tire race.
What just small tire? That's it.
I mean
basic stuff. No cash car, correct? Like shit like that, though. But or just.
Yeah, they got 20. And they got $1,000 entry, $2,000 on top. Eight car deal. They coming up with eight cars, $10,000. Yeah, and then they doing all steel, all glass one. for the same money.
Are they only taking 8 calls, or are they letting as many go?
I think they were doing 8. It started out was doing 8. I think they didn't have number 9 commit, so he did 8 with the reserve. Well, ultimate reserve.
Okay,
I want
okay.
Ultimate.
All right.
He's November 8th or 16th, but then, yeah, November
5th. Y'all let 16 run through that bitch. That'd be 18 grand. Shit, boy. Let me see, November 5th. Let me write that down. November 5th. That more. Yeah, more. 10 grand race, 10K race. I got it down, November 5th. Yeah, and I think they got... Cub Bounce is coming up at US 90. I forgot, man. I saw it. I ain't been touching too big. I haven't been on Facebook a lot, scrolling for stuff. But while we on here talking and bullcrap, now I'll get on here and look. Scroll through Facebook, see what they can find. But, yeah, they. Yep. Daniel, how you coming, Daniel?
Y'all gonna know I'm gonna go live as soon as that bitch get on pressure.
We know that. Yeah.
Say, Mo, you gonna be there on November 5th?
Yes, sir. We are in the shootout.
What is this bitch going over here? Fucking dog, kill his dog. Everything. Alright. Yep. I'm trying to. I know there's a big no prep race for like 40 grand at US 92. I was having. Trying to pull it up and see when that was. I think it was a week after y'all, bro. At the end of November.
Okay.
I think that's when it was. It was like, because I remember toward the end of November. I had the file finder. I don't see it on here. But, yeah. Yep. Oh, I should want to hit Lil' Keita up. I bet Lil' Keita know. Let me see. I don't know. Gary might know. Try to get him up to see. But, yep. What's the other? If anybody else is on. 22 callers, so well, we got a scene. So, oh man. Anybody want to make some special call out? Or somebody from Mississippi or somebody from Mississippi want to call out Louisiana? Y'all listening on here. That's not. Well, you know what the time it is. Oh, shit. Man, you better be quiet on here. Somebody say shit. Oh, man. This is pathetic.
I got my little dog on Saturday.
You what?
I got my little hump.
Wait, Wes, you cutting out,
yeah.
Man. No, I couldn't hear you.
You hear me?
I can hear you, but you're cutting out like it's going in and out.
Oh, thanks. Hold on. You can hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
I said I want to be a little messy. I said I got my little hump on out there. At Gulfport, I don't know if you saw that or not.
Yeah, I see you. I told you, I'm a told booger.
Yeah, I got my little hug on out there. Yeah.
Watch you.
I gave her a lot of tight hugs and everything.
Yeah.
And then I asked her, she said, I don't know if she said she was tired or she was hot. I don't know what it was. I said, we're going to the room tonight. Oh, wait a minute. It's the brother right up the street, you know, next to the hotel, right up the street.
Oh, shit. That's putting it.
I thought I had fun.
Oh, yeah. What a mountain, man.
I'm ready to do it again Saturday.
Oh, Saturday, we're going to have fun. We're going to cut up Saturday.
Yes, sir. What about you? How you looking?
About the same as I've been looking for the past month, man. I got too much shit happening right now in my work, so I can't do nothing. Way too much happening right now. So I ain't even trying to push nothing. So my next date, I'm going to try to be ready for the 19th.
You going to ride up on the 5th?
Hey. Huh?
You going to ride up on the 5th?
I might go up down the 5th, yeah. I might have it ready by then, but I might, if they do some testing, I'll come out by Atmore. Make a hit there.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to go for the 15th, but the 19th, and if it's ready by November, which it should be, I'll go to Atmore.
Okay. Yeah.
That ain't that bad. Hello. That ain't that bad of a ride.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, I just ain't had time, man. I just can't get it.
Just hang out that Saturday with Pops like you did last Saturday.
Yeah, that's all we're going to do, roll around on that cart. Then it's going to be cool, too, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Got our cooler with our waters. Ride around, shit. That's all we do, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's it, man. Shit. Yep. Daniel, I seen your friend Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Who you talking about? Get out of there.
Oh, Archie Jotto. He said you run up on him at somewhere on the West Bank you saw him, he said.
Oh, yeah. I told him, let me go live. No, don't go live. I said, yeah.
As soon as he bopped the thing on the trailer, he's talking shit, huh, Mo?
Yeah, I said, boy, your day coming.
As soon as he hit the trailer, like, yeah. You tell you something. Y'all need to go out on a date, shit. Oh, man.
Yeah, when I was out working, coming from the shipyard, I look over there, so look at this fool.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hang on, I think this big old 504-4440. It might be Alan. Alan or big old one, L.
What's up, fellas? This is Alan. What's going on, man?
What's happening, Alan? What's up? What's happening, man?
I can't make no noise, man. How y'all fellas doing, bro?
About the same, man. Can't complain either.
What's going on, bro?
Whoa, what's up? How's it been? What's up, bro?
You know all them country boys nothing.
Man, not a damn thing, man. I can't make no noise, man. Bro, cooler than bro. Y'all boys on the right, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Then you got that turbo bullet by Reddit, though, huh? Little turbo bullet.
No, man, I've been sitting in the same position for about a month and a half. Stop that.
Amen. I'm going to tell you something, Jamie.
What?
The last couple of weeks, you've been talking about you still sitting in the spot, you know what I'm saying? You sneaking. My head slick, but your head slicker. You sneaking in a motherfucker, man.
Pro-charging trying to get me that bracket from me, man. I got to get that bracket. I gotta do a keyway thing on my crank for that LS. Drill a keyway for the harmonic balance so I can spin it.
That's what it is, man. Take your time, bro.
I ain't got this. I just got those key things to do. got all my stuff set. I ain't got no motivation. I'm just tired, man. I get home 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, I be tired, man. Now, once it's cooling off, I'll probably be a little better, have a little more energy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be hot, sweat, you know.
Take your time, bro.
I work by myself, so I got to kind of like a little, you know, kind of like you. You know, I want to get somewhere and I set up what I want to do in a day. I say, look, I want to be this much. I want to get it done in one day.
Yeah,
so I try to get done. You know, by a certain week, I want to have so much of the cabinets done and put up. So I don't know.
Right.
If I don't, I got to go aside, you know, half a day or something, just kind of stay on top. And then now I've been on them jobs the past month and a half. Now I got 4 of them coming. Everybody just about wants. I'm ready. I said, fuck, here we go. That's all right. Yeah.
Let it flow, bro. I'm just listening though, man. I got a TV. I'm finna go on me. I'm just listening in, though.
Ain't no big. Right out. Clyde, your mic hot. The cheese just dropped off, Clyde.
I can't make it. No,
he fell off. I couldn't hear you. You cut out a little bit, Clyde.
I said, I can't make no noise.
Yep. Oh, man. Yeah. You ain't got to worry about making no noise. Quiet tonight, man. I know for sure we have some.
Cole Air got him. That Cole Air got him guessing what's their tune-up going to be.
Yeah. Get dry. Dry up. Dry it out. Yep. Yes, sir. What's up, boo-boo?
Nah, just picking them up, letting them down, doing like old people, slow and jerky. And I was going to send my shit to FTI to get them to go fix it, but the storm's coming. They told me to wait a week. You can see how bad it's going to be, so...
Where they at? They over in Florida?
Yeah, they in Florida. Uh-huh. Down there by right past Tallahassee.
Oh, okay. Oh, they right there. Right part of it's coming,
yeah. Uh-huh.
See how bad they can get it.
Yeah, I fucked it up the other day. Went on the street and cracked the fucking bell housing.
Mm. Oh, that's what that was when I saw. Hit the bell housing crack.
That's
a blowproof? You crack a blowproof?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. You see it. It's a fuckers in 3 pieces.
Oh,
I guess the body twisted or something. I don't know what. That's the only thing I can figure.
I got steel
mounts. You know, I don't have no mid plate. Because I was just rushing to throw this shit together. And I guess it hit me in the fucking ass, you know.
Put that pile in there. Jason had a problem on the little S10 he had years ago, man. He used to snap transmission left and right. You know what he wound up doing? All the mount, put valve springs where they bolting on and bolting them down. Made like a little shock. Dude, it stopped cracking them. I guess it gave it just enough. When the body reflects, it would kind of go with it enough. So it stopped it, man.
Yeah, that's what somebody asked me the other day. They probably messed me. And they said, man, you got a rubber mount? I said, no, it's solid. He said, there's your problem.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, if you put a rubber that mug and snap it, they say.
Yeah.
I was always told put that polyurethane, poly one, whatever, that high energy one.
Uh-huh, yeah. Mine's fucking solid. Fucking quarter-inch plate.
You can't have no room for flex. When the body flexes, you can't go kind of go with it. So...
Yeah.
That's
about it,
man.
She
ain't doing much.
Hey, in teen, I bought transmission and FTI converter. Shipped to the door, $3,200. You don't know what that shit is today.
About 6,700?
$7,200.
Ooh, for glass?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad I got bought mine. When I bought mine, I bought my carry mission about 2 years ago. I'm sure glad I picked mine up when I did, because I hate to see the price on them now.
Yeah, just the converter alone is $2,000.
Who?
Just the converter alone is $2,000.
Damn. Yeah.
I think it was $2,021.50. I told him, I said, you ain't got no good used one?
That's a glide, huh?
God, man. Yeah.
You need a new housing, huh? You need a new blowproof housing?
Yeah. That it fucked up some on the inside because that fucker's locked one-to-one. Like, you that fucker don't even want to turn.
Yeah.
That fucker's jammed.
Yeah, probably.
So it got something on the inside.
You
got
to go through that.
So I'm going to decide if I'm going to go with a 170 or 169 first gear. I got a 180 in it right now.
Yes. Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, like they say, drop the mic, fuck. I like to drop the fucking phone.
Well, that's why I went across mine when my transmission they went through. By the time I priced everything, to buy them and price, like, God damn, I said, son, these ones went high. And then I run across that little deal I got, a transmission I got now. We was ready to get rid of it. I said, I just need to get rid of it. I said, oh, shit, I'm going to buy it. Like I told my dad, it's a little bit more than I wanted to spend, but for what I got,
I'm going to jump on it.
Hey, these soup crackers for the next couple of weeks, but hey, be all right.
No.
Work a little extra Sunday. Take a little extra job here and there. Stuff you don't want to do, just to offset that cost. So, yep, that's about it, man. Yep. So I'm seeing it. Oh, hang on a second. 337-0525. We got. Oh, that's Darius. That's Ike Turner.
That's right. That's Ike and Tina. We got a new album coming out.
Shit. Now, somebody going to slap the shit out of both of y'all. Slap both of y'all.
Hey, they may try, man. I ain't going to say they going to
slap your name. They're going to call you Ghostbuster after you get finished, huh?
Hey, man. Oh, no. Nothing be the failure but a try, you know what I mean?
They're going to call you Ghostbuster.
Know what they did flying on Ghostbusters,
huh?
Hey, man. Me and Ike sitting down there. I get a little baking powder. I snort that shit in his fucking nose and blow it up.
I get all good. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh, man, shit.
Y'all put that fucking baking powder on that fucking Camaro,
You got that go-fast juice on there.
Why is that there, man? That water, man. Hey, man, you know they got three straight black Camaros on you? Stop bleeding, y'all. Stop fucking sitting, man. You got Michael Dillon car. They got two black Camaros on there. You are a billion. Y'all know me. I done post that shit if it don't fit. I'm gonna get my goddamn keys.
You're just cutting out, Darius.
I can never find a little bit. Oh, I can never find people on the rock. What did
you say?
I'd race week and everybody goddamn quiet on this. Again.
You know that, man. It's race week. Ain't nobody calling nobody out this week.
I guess somebody go there. I have some other shit going on. I guess somebody saw some shit tonight, man.
Yeah.
If somebody get on the site and start looking for some shit. Make some shit.
I'm looking for something off the trailer, so have it.
Huh?
I'm looking for something off the trailer, so have it.
Get on that ass, Darius. Get on it, Darius. Shit.
What that say they have some of trailer fans?
Don't worry about that. Just get on them, shit. Just say you got it.
Oh no. Yeah, my dude, I tried to do that. You gonna put me in that motherfucking water to get my motherfucking brains beat in?
Yeah, but this is fun. This is gonna slide you. Get your chest pads warmed up.
Off the motherfucking trailer, said. Lord.
Yeah, that'd be your test pad. Before you get on Slama. Y'all gonna run.
Slama take a beat the brakes on my ass. Hey, and they got plenty of bets together. They got plenty of bets with Slama.
They got who?
I'm happy. They got a lot of bets with Slama.
Oh, it's gonna be some good action, man. I think y'all gonna be the race.
Yeah, yeah, right. Me and Slama had a talk. I told Slama, I said, man, God damn it, let's make this happen Saturday. Fuck it. Win, lose, or draw. We're going to see what's going to happen.
That's it, too.
What time y'all doing it for, Darius? What time y'all doing it for?
Whatever time. That's more?
Yeah, it's move. Yeah.
Oh, man, whatever he time, whatever time y'all time. I told him it was going to be home.
Okay, we're going to go high, like, folks.
Okay,
we're
going to go high. So, 6 or 7 good, child?
Yeah, we're going to start the shootout about 7:30.
Okay, well, see. We're going to be the first one for y'all shootout. Y'all good with that? When it cool off a little bit. My old body can't take that heat when I had that little heat situation at the state capitol. I can't take that heat at all no more. My body, 3/4 gone. The doctor. Mm-hmm.
You're going to be good this weekend. You better be looking at this jacket and more fucking fireball.
Oh, no. I didn't upgrade. I bring two of those. I didn't got that fireball. They said brown make the clown. But that gin will make you...
Nito for Nito.
Gin make you... Shit, start drinking the keto.
Keto keep your blood pumping, baby. I'm going to start some shit tonight, goddamn it. I had some other shit going on, but everything started. The sun is starting. I can see some blue clouds shaking now, goddamn. They've been light as fire right
now. Oh, man. Oh, shit, man.
She's been mighty fire down here. They ain't got no Mississippi calls on them? I had a man call earlier, and that's what Don, they bringing that truck out there.
All right, we'll just find out in a little bit. Cody, if you listening?
I had a man with an S10 call me earlier, and that's what Don, mate.
Well, I know Byron opened back up today, and then you bought it on Polecat. Died, huh?
I saw somebody, but I never met the dude.
So I don't know. Saw him post a picture of his car and stuff and talking about condolences and all that. I was like, damn.
Yeah. I saw Lifeplay say broadcast. I was kind of lost. Like, man, who was this? Probably see me. Don't know who he was, though.
I heard the car. I never knew the guy himself. I just always heard about the car, you know, Polecat and all that.
Yeah.
I never knew him personally.
Man, I got a 75 Camaro. For the Alabama title with a big block in it, brand new slicks, brand new iron, brand new carburetor. It's a big block 505 with a nice motor. So I ain't trying to say what it runs. Huh? It run pretty good on the motor. It run even better on that shit. But you know, anybody looking for a car who wants to start off, I want to say it's a 6.8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6.8 is on.
It can keep up with Lil Blue.
See, but Lil Blue better not fuck with this little motherfucker here. I get down. Look, I'm strapped right across Lil Blue ass.
That's split bumper, huh?
Other thing about it, it's a 75. You know, a split bumper like a 70, 71, something like that.
Oh yeah, 70. Okay. All right,
but. Yeah. The car turning piece. I mean, the car ready to go. We got a 1250 on, like I said, a big block 505. There's a nitrogen motor in the car. All brand new wiring. The motor came out. It was the Cook Boys motor. And they 6 to 9. So you know them, you know that it wasn't a bullshit. So they know if I look for a turning key car. That's the car I posted on the site of the sale.
Bye.
Yesterday, but the car, I mean, all the lights work on the car. Well, the front lights, tail lights work on. Still got the Alabama title and all this shit there. So,
mm-hmm.
Y'all know somebody looking to get started racing. only thing they did is they took the kit off of it. And they took one of them, they had one of them stinger plates on it.
Wow.
Two kits on it, so. Brand new seats, all that bullshit. So.
Damn.
Thing around, they could have a turnkey car with a title.
Right. Well, shit. Y'all go.
Yeah. Yep. Somebody want to start racing. Yep. But damn, I'm going to go on meat. I got to season some food. I cook stuff for them children so they get better.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm just hanging on. See who's going to want to talk. That's all.
All right. Hold up.
See if anybody going to do anything for. I guess we wait. Everybody wait until 8 o'clock to get messy. What's that shit? Oh, there we go. 504-4892. Who we got?
This is Jeremy. James, what's going on?
What's happening? What's up, Jeremy? How you making out?
What's going on, man? I'm all right. I appreciate everybody who came out this weekend, man.
Oh,
I really, really appreciate the support, man.
A good turnout, good race, man. Doing good. Look forward to it, miss you. Couldn't make it,
but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. You're trust me, I know. You don't get to see no racing. Everybody tell you about all action they had. You be like, what? That would happen. Yeah.
One thing for sure, you can't be in it for the money. You can't be in it for the money because definitely ain't about that.
No. If you count the hours you planned and how hard you work and all that and divide it by what you made. Nah,
you ain't gonna make too much. Like I said, we going to give
away.
By the time you play track rental and your cost that you paying out and all this and that and shit, you might have enough money to take your family out to eat afterwards.
You paid everything else, all everything out. You like, whoa. But you know what? If you have a good show and people tell you, that's what I always did it for me. You know, I mean, I like to put money in my pocket, but. You know, people tell you, man, I had a good time, and, you know, and then you go back and watch some of the live feeds and see some of the racing, and be like, wow, you know. So that was what kind of kept me going. Yeah.
That's all we're trying to do, bring a nice big event to this end, since, you know, everybody, like I said, I done been down there to No Guts, No Glory. I done been to a couple big races, but, you know, other than Mold Race and y'all race, I mean, ain't no more big events on this end.
Yeah. Well, come around to yours. Said, you had some hitters, man. I come on, I said, son of a bitch. I said, damn. Man, who is that silver car?
Building.
That big Pro Mod big tire car with the Pro Charger. The silver car. You saw it?
I think
Somebody
it was T.J. Pruitt. T.J. Pruitt,
I thought.
That's
what I thought they said his name was. That mug was moving, boy.
like
some super swampers on the back of that. So that mug had some tires on the back of that. Big steamrollers, like a hot rod under there. Little tires he run. Yep.
Yeah, everybody enjoyed yourself, man. We didn't get out there until almost 3 o'clock in the morning.
Man, we left it. I got tired. About 9:30, he had to pull out. I was tired, man. That's me and Pops wore out. And I knew he was tired because he was hanging. He was like, I thought you said you was going to leave early today? I said, oh, here we go. He tired. He don't want to say nothing. I said, come on, we'll go. We'll watch live feeds on the way home. But, yep, I was wore out, man. It took me all day. Sunday, I watched the game. After that, I went home, sat on the couch. I was tired. Just that little bit. I said, man. But, yeah, we enjoyed it. So we got to have some, like I said, some real good racing, you know. The test pass was the fun. So, yep.
Right.
Yeah, we left right when Rightful Big Tie was coming up. I think they were starting to run when we left. An elimination, but that caught some up. Caught up Chad and Mika and Chris fly feet as we was going home, so it just kept us up. We ain't got far anyway, but yep. Yeah, keep it up, man, y'all. That's
hey,
good.
We try.
Oh, you got a good little blueprint, man. That's you got something to build on now. And it's, you know, people that came out had a good time. Just keep doing it. Just keep repeating yourself. Even before you know it, it's there. So, yeah.
Yeah, you hit a home run sooner or later.
Oh, yeah. You hit one. You know it. Yeah. You do good. Keep doing right by people, and you got to.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
all.
Real good format,
thing.
And everything is there. You know, everything ran good. You know, you got all that, so you definitely have. They'll be back. I know I'll be back. So. Yep. That's it. You
I'm gonna do some testing Friday. I don't know how long I'm gonna be able to stay there Saturday because my birthday is Sunday and the wife and the children trying to plan something for me, so I can't stay at the track all day Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I'm definitely
going
Friday night and I'm gonna get some testing done.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll see you out there.
All right.
All right, Jeremy. All right, man. Well, there it is. Man, we're quiet. God damn, man. You're killing me. Man. Well, I ain't made to 8 o'clock. Shit. All right, let's see something. Hang on a second. I'm going to put something right quick. Hold on, fellas. Yep. But I think Bob opened back up, so you're not going. She gonna be She had what you call it? I'm gonna call it at Bob tonight. So she ain't gonna come on talk to us tonight. Having a little. I think you get the little shootout tonight too. So. She ain't gonna come on in. She definitely ain't gonna get on. What?
Hira ain't even on tonight either, man.
Hira? On the way. Huh? Let me scroll out and see if I see him on here. Let's see. No, I don't see him on here, man. Kind of slack tonight. Somebody can call him, tell him Hot Boy Round ain't on. It's all right. He can get on the show. They'll call and tell him that. We're talking about Hot Boy Round ain't on the show. You can get on that. He'll be calling in a little bit. Shit. Oh, man. I'm busy, man. You got a bunch of stuff, man. I'm busy it's like you're stressed with work, man. There's a lot of shit happening, you know? So, but it's all good. Nothing to it. Nothing to it. It'll be all right.
Thanksgiving race.
19th at Atmore. November 19th at Atmore.
Y'all don't have any race coming up or nothing like that?
Yeah, that's Trick or Treat race. 21st through the 23rd. That's Holly Springs. That's in Holly Springs. But, yeah, that's Whitnam with 901 Bad Boys. Yep. Yes, sir. Yep, that's it, man. Sure. It's quiet, man. It's all good.
Well, people been trying to recuperate from Saturday.
Maybe so, man. We might have an early night tonight. Ain't nobody on here. Don't give me some rest. Yeah, let me try.
I'm ready to go back up again.
Yeah. Saturday's going to be good, man. Saturday's going to be another good racer. Everybody.
You already know.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yep. That's it. Still looking for that race. And call that. That no prep race, man. Well, you know what? I might have saved it. Let me see something. Let me look up. You know, a second hand, I'll see something. Let's see what happens here. I was saying Facebook. Huh?
Say the back of the track coming up too.
They had that was supposed to be last week. Last Saturday. I don't know if they had that or no problem. I don't know if they had this at the top of the track or not, but that was supposed to be like say Saturday the 24th, trying to be the same time as here it is right here. Here we go. Yeah, this is November 25th and 26th at Mobile Dragway. Yep. 40,000. 64 entries, $500 entry fee. Give me 40,000. $32,000 pot, $8,000 on top. Yep. That's what it is, November 25th, 26th. New one's right around. That's after. I think that's after Thanksgiving.
Wait, that's going
to be? That's at Mobile Dragway. That's like another about 40-some minutes. Past Biloxi, Gulfport and stuff. It's actually in Irvington, Alabama. Before you get into Mobile. It's called, it's easy, man. Easy ride, too. Another easy ride. Straight on interstate. Keep riding and then get off on Irvington, drive, and for maybe 10 minutes down the off in the state, you have to track. So, yep, that easy. Not bad at all. Yep. What else I want to talk about? Hang on, here we go. 409-9582. Who we got?
What's happening, people? Looks like some races going on this weekend. It's kind of quiet.
Yeah, you know that, Mr. Green. You got them figured out, man. Got that. You know exactly what happened. We have early night tonight. Shit.
Yeah.
Go on, get him up. Go ahead and take me a shower. Get in my bed tonight, quick.
Yeah.
Relax, man.
Hey, even your little buddy ain't making no noise.
Who is that?
Your little dog.
Oh, she quiet. She getting a little older, man. She getting it. Don't talk up now, Mr. Glenn. She getting into everything else. She getting starting to. I mean, she get. You can't leave the door open, man. She'll go in there. She'd like to take shoes and stuff.
Oh.
You got to keep out the bedroom because she just like to play. She want to play with everything. She digging now. But that's all right. We all right. Y'all just got to keep an eye on her. You know, and she got smart. She know under the chairs in the dining room when we sit to eat. You know, they always got the little paper tags up there. She done noticed them. So now every chair she going to rip a tag from under the bottom. I said, "His little sucker here. You stop her from once, you move to the next. Sucker smart." She said, "Let me check this chair. Oh, they have one. They got one here." Yeah, she. Yep.
Are you coming with your project? You finished?
No, man. That's what I was telling them earlier. I said, "I'm right there, Mr. Glenn. I got the same thing about a month. I just got busy with work. And had a bunch of little."
Yeah.
Bunch of open projects that I need to finish with work, you know. I want to close them off. Now that I got them closed, you know, finish them off. Now, the ones that I bid on for the past couple of weeks and months, starting to all trickle in, you know. So, it is what it is. You know, and with the interest rates going up, you might as well take what you can to you, you know, because I might have to know. You know, get it now, and then that way when it's, I'm doing, you know, one a month or one every, you know, every 6 weeks, I'll be all right. You know, it won't kill me.
Yeah. Yeah.
My bills will be paid so until they pick back up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but good thing is, I mean, over here we got, I mean, they ain't stop. It don't even look like, to be honest with you, well, man, and some of these, they don't like interest rates. To set them people, like, they put up more houses since interest rates went up. So I don't even know if they even go off the interest. They popping them up tonight. Either that as a contractor just taking them risks. Steven can vouch for that. I mean, they popping them down. Every we like, man, where are they getting this from? Where is money coming from? But, hey.
Mm-hmm.
We can do all we can, man. Keep on going. Yeah.
We had a bunch going on last weekend.
Hmm? What'd you say?
They had a bunch of racing going on last weekend over here.
Yeah, they did. Well, they had the little race over here at Gulfport. And, yes. We had HMP and a race.
We had a 660 drag wars at Everdale. We had a race at HMP Sunday, mostly test and tuning, though. And they had a picnic. We had the picnic in Dallas at one track, and something else was at XRP.
Yeah, I seen that. I heard about that. I was watching the when they had Big Jake's race. That dude, I was watching Murders on Twitch. Murders live feed, and he was talking to some guys about the pick, you know.
Two weeks in a row. Two big old races.
Well, you got the car count, man. A lot of cars over there in Texas.
Breathing. Neither one of them finished before. Yeah, none of them finished before 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Both days they were running till about. Well, on Jake's race, it was 7:45 Saturday morning and 9 o'clock Sunday morning they finished.
I'll be a while, man.
Then they turn around the picnic and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday there too.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't handle all that, man. I just, I'm 9 o'clock. I'm in bed. You know, the only time I'm up past 9 o'clock is like tonight. When I get quiet, sometimes I'll be dozed off, man. I bet. I'll be tired some nights. Man. I don't see how them guys Famico do it, I guess.
Yeah, Famico wasn't on there earlier, huh?
No, she wasn't. She ain't been on him. Well, she got, they just opened Byron back up there. Did a culvert that collapsed and had a little dip in the track, so they fixed all that past couple of weeks. So they opened it back up. So that's why she had. I'm pretty proud. They probably got a full house tonight. Good weather and everything. Shit.
Yep.
Nice and cool. You know, yeah, I bet they packed house tonight.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised she ain't going to. But she'll be on here next. Well, no, she ain't going to get on next week because after I come, she's going to
send her home. Y'all gonna send her home packing and she ain't gonna talk to
them? Well, I think so. I mean, they got some. I mean, Mississippi ain't no slouch, but we got some hitters coming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Old looking good. Got Loki. I mean, you got a bunch of other calls coming. So we got. There ain't gonna be no slouch. They ain't just gonna walk down here.
And this is the makeover from the last thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they're probably gonna be more Mississippi people now, so they're probably telling their boys, man, we without gun, so they're gonna try to come hard this time.
Yeah,
well, they can talk noise, but ain't nobody worried about them. Yeah, it'll be good. We'll be back on here next week talking about it.
Anybody going to watch the racing in Steele next weekend?
What they got in Steele next weekend?
They got that G-Body shootout on the 8th, I think.
Oh, no. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
no, I didn't even know about it.
I got one of the church members going on there. He said he's going to try to win it. He run up last year. He said he's going to try to win it this year.
Damn. Remember, there was a good G-Body there.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, Miss Graham. It used to be it used to be, that's the word, Pandora. That used to be the car.
Oh, Pandora. Okay, I know that car. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, it's called Miss Graham now, but that's the same car. They done made a bunch of changes on it, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, yeah, I know that car number. Yep. Well, that's, so they got a D-body shootout at Steel, man. I ain't see that. But honestly, I ain't been on. I ain't been on Facebook a lot lately, and you know you don't be on that a lot. You don't be updating stuff. You know, I don't get a lot of. It's weird. It's funny how that. I don't like. We be sitting there. My cousin Peter be a lot on. He can see all kind of stuff pop up. I don't see none of it. I don't be on, but browsing on pages, and it's amazing how that program works, man. If you ain't on a lot browsing, it don't update. But you sure talk about something, it'll pop up. Sitting at his dinner table. Yeah, man, anybody know anybody in Florida around the Tampa area?
Uh-oh.
Why are you in this room? Where do you get this from, girl? But, yeah, they're about to get hit here in a little bit. They're supposed to come tonight. Those hit land.
Oh, you're talking about the storm?
Yeah, the storm, yeah. I'm trying to pull up right now. Let's see something here. Let's see weather.
Yeah.
I'm about to see right now.
I hope they'd be all right.
Yeah, well, God. Let me see what they say. Hang on, let me see about it right here. Come on. All right, let's see what date, when they're supposed to hit. This right on the outskirts. Hang on, let's see. Just show them.
Yeah, but it's not coming by us.
No, no, it's going to hit the East Coast. Run up the East Coast. It's going to run across Florida and run up the East Coast and go in around the Carolinas. That's what
the
pretty much you kind of know that now because it's once they get this much set.
Right.
I'm trying to see the user draw a little diagram on it, but hey, I ain't showing it. All right, let's see what it's at. Well, they usually tell you what time it's going to hit. Estimated times. No, they don't have it. Nope. All right. I want to see. Yep. I'm surprised they're showing this one. Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know when that's supposed to hit. I thought it was supposed to hit today, tonight sometime, tomorrow morning. That's when it's supposed to hit. Yep.
I think they did say that at first. It must have slowed down some.
Oh, yeah? Oh, man. They said it was going to slow down the closer it got. So it's just going to start putting...
Yeah.
Putting that water on them.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see.
Beat up people a little bit.
Yep.
Putting a lot of water down now, Jamie.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, Clyde. How, look, you in rain?
Yes, is it raining? What? I'm about to say, look, I'm about to turn around and come home.
Well, they showing here it's supposed to hit right around Orlando Thursday at 2-something a.m. That was 3 days ago. That's 3 days ago. So I was trying to pull up on them and see when they predicted landfall. Go play. Go play. Go ahead.
think they said between tonight and in the morning.
In the morning. That's when we going. They're trying to evacuate the nursing home now, dude. It's bad out here.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, here they're showing. Wow, man, this. Man, and everything else. Wow. Yes, it looks like it got a lot of activity. Like, we put a lot of rain. That's what they do. Shit. They beat up on Cuba. I didn't look at the news, see how bad they got beat up.
They have nothing organized They don't have anything organized out here. They got 20 wheelchair people. They need to get out the nursing home. The wheelchair only holding six people. The two buses only hold six people together. And guess what? They ain't got no destination. See, where we taking them? Well, we don't know yet. We'll let y'all know when y'all get there.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's bad, dude. It's bad.
Wow.
I'm gonna put these headphones on in my N95, and we're gonna ride, and I'm gonna park on the side, and whatever y'all do back there, they got to do. They don't have a destination.
Wow.
Yeah, one guy, they took a guy from Florida to Knoxville, Tennessee to put him somewhere. You know how long a drive that was? Telling you, dude, they got 200 ambulances out here. I sent you the picture, huh, Jamie?
Yeah, I seen it. Man, shit! Wow.
We thought we were going Cadillac today. We thought we were gonna get here and kick back and lay up and watch TV. Man, that man came knock on our room though. Come on, we need y'all.
Y'all just got that too, huh?
Yeah.
Come here, play your toy. Go. Channel go. Mr. Glenn, you didn't talk to him. See that? Clyde, Shadow wasn't doing nothing. Mr. Glenn said, well, your dog ain't barking or nothing. She just started coming up at me.
Hey, Jamie, did Hot Rod ever find his dog?
I don't know. I tried to tell Shadow don't bark too loud on the radio show because he probably heard it and took off running, you know. He said, that's a little weed splitter. Let me tell you out of that. And she cold black, too, just like the car. Go play. Y'all excited now. Somebody talking to you. You hear somebody talking. Go ahead. Gotta be like a... Wanna be a lap dog. You ain't gonna be a lap dog. Go. But, one second. 504-0183. That's the Quinn and Riddell. Y'all might go.
Yo, hey, Jamie.
What's that?
Ain't nothing this hot. Hey, somebody was asking about a
crunk up. No, we asked you found your dog. I said, man, Shadow was barking. The dog heard it, took off running. You never found it. We've seen if you found it.
No. Somebody, did Quinn say somebody was asking if I had crunk up or something?
Well,
I don't know.
Oh, somebody
had something about that. Well, that gives you if you found your dog.
We had the
street races out here in Cologne. Oh, what? Yeah. Man, yeah. Go ahead. That's why I was quiet. I had two cars I messed with out here. Doing pretty good.
Okay.
So, all right.
Okay,
I'm going to come back on it. You got some more noise about
right.
to come up. They about to do some.
Hey, all right. All right.
Hey.
Did you find your dog?
Oh, I found my dog. My dog had took a bus ticket over there to kick Jamie's dog ass. And then it was found out.
And you called her in, seen Shadow 4 months old and tore him running.
Man, she's hey, we got Shadow jacket right now. We took his Letterman jacket.
She's a shadow. Shadow say, come on over here.
Yeah, yeah. Man, it's all good.
You know, Roger was saying it would be Michael Vick on this talk show talking about we fighting dogs. Look, people, we just joking. We ain't fighting dogs. We just talking dogs.
You got to steal a couple of teeth. If you steal a couple of me, you can get in no trouble.
Yeah, you know, I ain't fighting my dog.
So anybody listening,
the mother
killed
me, I'll fight this dog. Shit, I ain't doing nothing like that. Shit.
We ain't been fighting nothing now. We said the dog was trying to fight.
Yeah, we ain't doing none of that crazy now. Go ahead, Shell.
Hey, Riddell out there with that motherfucking goddamn 2023 Bigfoot, huh?
Yeah,
I'm coming at your last, too.
What do you got? Oh, he got that shirt, huh? You think got that shirt? You cutting out, Riddell?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You didn't say you didn't have one. You got another one? Oh, that's the same one.
That's the white one.
All right. It's a bounty hole, man.
Yeah, I'm going to find me a bounty hole. Tell me when y'all going in that mud.
Let me know. I'm going to call my boy. I'll find out. I'll let you know. I ain't going to tell him that. I'm going to bet some money.
I want that $1,000.
Shit, it'd be something about it. It'll be $5,000, dude.
I could cross
it. They be putting some money on them bounty holes. I'll bet some money on them dudes.
I want to check one of them out. I want to go get them goddamn hogs in the woods. They can't get away from that something.
No, yeah, that thing walked through there, man. Yeah.
I want to go get them hogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to go get them hogs out there in them bushes, boy. Them hogs and catch them deer laying down sleeping.
Oh, now you talk about going to jail. You run up on a deer. You can't run up on no deer with no motor vehicle and shoot that deer, dude.
I'ma shoot the shit out of him. I shoot anything more. I'ma shoot your ass if you're in the bush and moving.
You couldn't hit me. You ain't got enough experience shooting yet.
17 years. Tell me, I knocked feathers off your ass in the bush.
What you shoot?
Huh?
What you shoot? I'm going to tell you right now how far away I get from you. You ain't going to touch me.
I'll hit your ass with that 30-30, I bet you.
You going to miss. I ain't got nothing to worry about.
That 296, I'll put that 296 on your ass. Yeah, I bet that 296 will reach you. I guarantee that 296 will come touch you out there. Shit. I got a few of them, Jamie. You don't want to be shooting no like that, man. That gun traveled too far out there in the bushes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That 296, man, that motherfucker way out there. You don't want to be shooting nothing like that out there. And that bullet travels.
You shoot them hard, something like that. That little blackout or something like that.
That bullet travels too fast on the 96. You know what I mean? That bullet get busy. That's a big bullet too. You know what I mean? Ain't no little bit ass bullet. I just won't get in there. I won't get in there in the bushes and just go run across them lakes and shit.
Uh-huh.
My boy went across the river in there, ain't it? Jumped in that river like a bunch of shit.
Huh? Oh, man, that thing, that's a bad piece of equipment right there, dude. I remember looking at them a while back. Somebody told me they had the thing on the body holding their shoulder. I said, Lord, I said, dude, and then I just started looking at them, how they made. I was like, wow. Well, yeah, that's
something
nice.
You can't get them stuck. You can't get them stuck, and they'll go anywhere you want to go. And this one, I got air conditioning. I got everything. I got air conditioning, CD, GPS. You know, it can ride two in the front and six in the back.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, I can ride six in the back. It got six seats in the back plus the bed.
Uh-huh.
And got a week's fuel on board. One solid week. You could stay in the bush almost. You could stay in the bushes almost 2 weeks with these things.
Oh shit, man!
Don't burn but 1.2 gallons an hour, and that's running it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got that little Kubota 3 shell in it.
Mhm.
Nice little 3 shell.
What diesel, huh?
It's
diesel, huh?
Yeah, it's diesel. Yeah, it's all diesel.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna be hunting for somewhere to go now. I'm gonna go
hey,
back
to know, I'm fine.
Get in them ponds.
I'm gonna find
they
you
got,
one. I'm gonna find you a bounty hole. I'm gonna find
they
one.
They got a big old park out there by y'all, though, Aunt Jamie.
Yeah, I'm going to find out what the next one is. I'm going to make some calls. I'm going to find out. I ain't going to tell them what we're bringing. You can say nut. Find out what the next one is. Yeah, this one. Okay. Find out the rules. Make sure they don't. Yeah, they don't come out there.
Huh? According to what my boy tell me, they don't never put on that no shirts allowed.
Yeah.
The rules usually be just, can you get across?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. For now, once people start, you start hitting a bunch of them, they'll exclude you.
What you mean a bunch of them? Shit. Ain't too many people going out there and spending $100.50.
No, what I'm saying is, if you hit a bunch of them bounty holes, and start taking, and start hitting, they're gonna be like, "Oh no, you got to make rules for that. We can't have him coming here all the time." So you got to hit your couple of them right quick. Oh man, no, ain't nobody gonna put nothing. Shouldn't have been too many. No, there ain't nobody too many people buying them that equipment. That's a Cadillac of them there.
You got to unass $100.50 to get one of them, Jamie.
Yeah.
Oh,
not
a small one.
Look down them.
You get the small one for them. Huh?
Yeah, I looked down there. They got a little smaller one. Like a little four-seater, two-seater, huh?
Yeah, you get it for
something
$100.
Like that. Uh-huh. Without air conditioning, I don't think you had none of that, like a little strip model. Just
all right, that's...
I thought the small one had one, whatever. I looked at them like a while back.
That's all an add-on. You know, you got to add that on the air conditioning,
mm-hmm.
the winch, all the lights on the outside.
Mm-hmm. That'd be good to have around here when they'd be grateful when they got a hurricane come floating through that water on them.
Man, that's right. What I'm going to do with it. Do high water rescue and, you know,
mm-hmm.
rescues and shit with. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about to bring it to the parish and let them look at it and sign up with the parish.
Yeah.
For rescue.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, when they got some, you
and
can ride on through. You're right. Call you up.
Oh, yeah. Goddamn gambler come chasing you. He wasting his time. You go back down to gambler and get to chasing you in the airboat, he wasting his time. He wasting his time, cuz. You hit land on his ass and go, you'd be so far he won't even know where you're at. And circle right back around, load that some bitch on your truck and go. But you could be that 15, 20 miles from where you put in that.
Yeah, you're right.
It's what you...
Y'all going to track this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to go down there. We was up there at Gulfport this weekend. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, it looked like it's pretty nice, man. Marvin was there?
Yeah, Marvin was there. Brent Self was there. Adam Punkin was there. TJ Pruitt was there. Brandon.
How did Marvin Posey do with them Bears there?
I don't know. I left before they did all the shootouts. But before they did the small tie, when they first started. But we was tired. Me and Pops was tired, so we wound up leaving. But you had Carlo and them went out there. Mo was there, bro.
So who won?
What?
Who won small tie?
Well, they got to the finals. Brent Self and Bank Robber made it to the finals. And they curfew came in. They couldn't finish it.
Well, so, goddamn, Carlo won't run that Gulfport, but he won't run that no problem?
They ran out there, shit. He came when he popped up out there. Well, shit, he was out there,
run that no problem. Huh?
Well, I don't know. He'll probably be out there this weekend.
Nice.
Shit. That was coming out there. Now. The car looked pretty decent, too.
He ain't coming out there.
Man, I had
a
sign. He might have the same problem you have.
What? Say that again? What
I'm running at Donaldsonville. Never knew.
Well, goddamn, he a spoke advocate for them motherfuckers. Looks like he ought to be running now. Now, what you going to comment on that one? Come on, bro. Pick it up.
Oh, I'm saying you never knew. You got to ask him.
I'm saying you're supposed to advocate for him. Look like he ought to support him, huh? Come get it, man.
Yep, that's it, man. Shit, I guess we'll see. Man, we
y'all ain't going Saturday and Sunday to Cruising Course, James?
Oh no, I don't go to the last weekend where it count. When you punch,
I'm gonna go check it out this weekend. Go out there this weekend, check it out. They say it's always nice that first weekend too, because then fucking police don't be so bad.
I go, we go Thursday. Thursday, I like Thursday. Wednesday, what? We might cruise Wednesday. When we might bring the truck and get the packing and make a little bit, but what we normally do, man, we take out and we depends on how work is. If it ain't too bad, I'll go. But I usually go Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Saturday get kind of crazy late in the night, but that Thursday good, all day Thursday, nice. Friday, a little bit of
that's
that
what
evening,
I'm going to do. I'm going to leave Wednesday.
Yeah, we're going to go pick our packet up Wednesday morning. We might take the truck, but I don't know. I probably won't. We'll drive out Thursday morning. And then we, like I said, we go to Old Springs, past Pagula. We try to hit as many stops as we can Thursday, you know. I try to punch them all Thursday. That way Friday we can just cruise. You know,
he don't have an answer. He still don't have
What? Buster Quinn. Your mic open, man. Yeah. But yeah, that's it.
Come get it.
Yeah. I'll look for you. Rendell, I'll hit you up. See where you at.
I'm being the same old spot.
I look for you taking the prevos out there?
Hell yeah.
No, I'll see what I know when I see it. No.
And my
What'd
tractor,
because
I'm going to look for me a truck. Yeah, I'm going to look for me a truck.
You'd be right there where it's Shane Lester them usually be, huh? Where they was in that field? Aren't you somewhere right across the street from him?
They're building the hotel.
Okay, that's
that motherfucking.
Do what?
They're building the hotel in there.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Where Shane Lester them usually be?
Yeah, that little field, like little thing. Damn.
With that gated, with all that fence around it, they're building a hotel in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they.
Oh, wow.
That's why Shane them somewhere else to go.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Yeah, they build. You know when you go in the Coliseum, on the right where all them boys from New Orleans usually be parked to.
I ain't never been in the Coliseum. I don't go to the Coliseum. Too crowded for me. I like all that.
Yeah, but I'm.
I like to move around too much.
They used to have all them motorhomes parked on the right hand side.
Uh huh.
I mean on the left hand side right there.
Okay.
They're building the hotel right there.
I tell.
Man, they're building on all them rocks where people used to be.
Oh, wow. Well, damn.
Me and my wife was out there last Saturday for our birthday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I rode all the way from the, where all the boats at when you first come down by the outlet mall, all the way down the boulevard. All the fields people used to be on.
Mm-hmm.
In Gulfport, in Biloxi, they're building on them motherfuckers.
Wow. Damn.
All them motherfuckers, when you come down from the mall where Shane Lefton used to be.
Yeah.
And then you come further down where Malcolm and used to be. They're building on all that property, man. So I don't know where they're going to be parked at now.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's a lot of going on at that sunbeach right now.
Yeah, wow.
You know, that big lot where Shane Lefton used to be, buddy, putting a big old hotel in that place. That was a nice place. That's where we used to be before Shane them got in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come further down, and you almost to the Coliseum. They built that big field. Then you pass the Coliseum, you're going to come up by the graveyard. Now they're not building in that graveyard on that left side by the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people usually be parked up top there, and then they got that little Palencia where that pond at right there. I used to park there one time.
Oh, okay.
But then you come further down, almost to Treasure Bay, they're building on that goddamn lot. I said, goddamn, man, people gonna be stranded for being on the lot.
Hey, Jack.
Hey.
Hey, Jack. I want to give a shout out to them boys from a little small town called Kalani, them Lockett boys, for going up to the Gulfport and doing their fucking thing, you hear me? Y'all talking about Treasure Bay and all kind of shit. Mad props to them boys, man.
There you go. We talked about them already. If you'd have been on here earlier, you'd have heard that. But you come on here late.
Nah, we're a race.
We
ain't
get that
talking
out
about
the
no
way early. We talk early in the show.
We from a small town called Fresh Off of Motherfucking Ass, and we ain't got too much to do with sugar cane and a motherfucking cornwood.
There you go. There you go. That's what we talking about.
Sit your ass down, DeQuinn.
Riddell, get his fucking ass on here and don't talk about everything. But yeah, I bet your scary ass ain't going to the track because you're still bucking the track. I get the fuck on.
Man, I ain't going no track. I just left Big Jake race.
No,
why you didn't
come
up?
I know. It's too small a time for your big time race? Ass. Huh? Get the fuck on.
Why you didn't come to Big Jake race?
Fuck Big Jake. I don't know Big Jake. Never met him. I ain't even worrying about it.
So that mean if you don't meet a man, you don't go to their races?
Big Jake ever came to something down here?
Yeah, always.
I don't know Big Jake. I don't know him, dude. I just started racing yesterday. Fuck Big Jake.
Oh, well, you know, I don't go nowhere where they stick their dick in me either. Don't what?
Every motherfucker?
You got most
of them. Oh, your phone broken up. I couldn't hear what you say, brother.
Shall I go?
What he said, Jamie?
I can't hear. Oh, his phone broke up. I couldn't hear that. 504-4621. Who we got?
Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
Jamie. Hello?
Hey, go ahead.
When you're ready. We about to kick Rad's ass as soon as we get down here. This is Jamie.
Jamie?
To talk to your ass. We about to kick Rad's ass once we get down here. You got to hear about it.
Oh, wait. Who y'all running, Rad's with what?
With the Mustang. The one we want to fuck out.
Who's that, Eric?
Yep.
Who's that,
Jamie? Mustang, the blue one or the black one?
This Mustang, he's going to put him in his grave. He thought bring money. He thought bringing money put him in the hospital, but we're gonna bury him with this one.
What's the black one or the...
What's up, Riddell? I see you got that bad machine sitting in that your shed.
Man, I'm coming on your end. I'm coming to bash you so I can run in that swamp, man.
Man, that motherfucker scared to get muddy, man. That's why he bought that thing. He don't want to get in no fucking mud. That motherfucker bought a mud fucking enclosure.
Man, quit drinking, man. You crazy.
He bought the baddest son of a bitch that go through the mud. All of them hard out of side by side, he'll walk right by them. They be pretty, it might be fast. He gonna just keep on chug-a-lugging right by them.
And pull his ass back when he gets stuck.
Don't get it twisted now. But that's what motherfuckers are scared of the mud.
That's for the mud. That's damn bad. Somebody can ride through the mud or the world might keep on riding.
That's a motherfucker that
don't
like
about getting stuck.
And
water
here. No.
That's he can a, open the windshield. That windshield open up if he want. He can open it up. The windshield flip
or
up.
The back door too. What is he talking about?
Yeah, you can ride through that thing like a Jeep, man. You can have it all open and ride through that.
What's wrong with it, man?
Hey, hang on. Hey, that's the Queen. They got them Rangers now. And everybody getting them air conditions and heaters putting in them. Them Polaris's and all that, putting air conditioning heat in them things. I know somebody right now got one. Big photo of that air conditioning heat, tinted windows and everything. He go riding around. Hey, damn, dude. Shit, everybody's starting to do that now. I'm already sweating no more. Shit.
Jeremy, you ready Saturday? Because I got something to knock your ass off Saturday, bro. You ready Saturday? Fuck
no,
all
man,
that.
You should lock me up 2-3 weeks ago. You should have grew some nuts 2-3 weeks ago instead of had that little slip between your legs. But now you want to go
some
to week girl.
Ain't that some shit, you scary motherfucker? I ain't said me. I said I got something that can knock your ass off.
Why don't we do this? Lock up for November 19th, Admiral. Well, let's do that. Let's see how much nuts you got now. Lock up for November 19th. Now, do you want to lock up for 19th?
Shit.
Or do you want to shut the fuck up? Come on, then, mate.
Hey, look.
Like, do you want to walk up there? No. Do you want to walk up for
19? If we got an oil pressure after the first, we'll talk about that.
I'll give you a break clause. You'll lock up right now with a break clause.
Man, after the first, we'll talk about that. Fuck all that.
Okay.
We ain't putting our money on it. Fuck all that.
We ain't going to talk about that no more.
Clear.
We got
that.
Oh, I got somebody for your ass right now. What you say about it? What you want to do with DeQuinn?
Hey, DeQuinn, you don't mean you boys, but find me a race, goddammit. I'm going to go in your ass right now. As soon as I get that bitch of mine back.
Oh, man, come on, man. We talking about the. We talking about Saturday, man.
I'll go.
Look, when I get that motherfucker back, we ain't thinking about none of the other shit going on right now, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't get that Saturday.
You looking for a race Saturday,
DeQuinn? I called broke. I threw a ride in that bitch.
My shit in the hospital.
Look. What you need some rides? What size rides you need? I know I got that big old motor.
You know, I don't know nothing about no motherfucking car. I'm mechanically inclined, so don't ask me no dumb ass question.
Well, I ride on your phone. I can't ride that.
Hey,
I ride right there.
Jamie,
I ride know
Jamie,
all about big blocks. He'll tell you what you need right there.
You know, goddamn what? You got to ask my buddy DeQuinn. Hey, DeQuinn, how many proof in a vodka bottle?
How many what?
What's the proof on the vodka?
What you mean proof? What the fuck is proof? What that is?
How strong
proof,
it liquor is.
Liquor proof, man. Goddamn.
No, motherfucker, I don't drink vodka. I drink Bud Light and Heineken, motherfucker.
Well, how much liquor in, when you get drunk on Bud Light, man, you weak as a son, bitch, if you getting drunk on
no,
Bud
you
Light.
Be
and honey.
Up. When you take a nigga weak, you keep taking a motherfucker weak and bingo.
God
that
damn,
is.
Man. You can't handle no liquor. You drinking Bud Light and get drunk.
No stupid motherfucker like you and your partner Michael Dillon think like that. Think a motherfucker be weak, man. Get the fuck on, man. That fake ass.
Hey, you all talking, man.
I'm done with that.
McQuinn, slow your roll, bro. I didn't mean. Let me clarify myself. I don't mean that.
You're talking like I'm a fucking drunk, bro. Look for another nigga, man. Get the fuck wrong with that thing?
You can't handle no liquor, nigga.
Turn up real quick, man. We out here having a good time. So fuck, we talking about racing Saturday. You talking about riding fucking mud bugs? Fuck all that, man. Man, trying to get motherfuckers to lock it. Get the fuck on, man. Ride on your own nuts sometime, man. Get the fuck on, man.
Every time something's going on, you fucking the shit, man. Get the fuck on, man. Look, Riddell, I'm done, man. I'm going on you, Jim. I'm fucking with y'all. Hey, tell Rod about them big block rides.
He know all about that. Let me know. I got some.
DeQuinn. Hey, DeQuinn.
Hang on.
504-2496,
who we got?
Hey, where
DeQuinn at? Oh,
shit. DeQuinn, your mic hot.
Who is this?
Derek.
Who? Derek?
Yeah. Tell DeQuinn we got a great Camaro. Fuck his car right now. He's talking that shit.
Look, my homeboy B. Brown got you covered. My car broke. I threw a rock. My homeboy B. Brown got you covered. Fuck all that. We got a black Camaro for B. Brown. What's up, DeQuinn? Some black Camaro. Who that too? Ain't no fucking body quiet. We do that. Who is Derek? Who the fuck is Derek anyway?
Say, DeQuinn, you want to run the black Camaro or what? Saturday, what's up?
Man, we run both on, man. What's up, man? Who is Derek?
All right, we run the black Camaro. We'll come tap and get short at the track. Saturday.
Who is the ghost car and who is Derek? Who the fuck is Derek?
All right, you know the black Camaro I'm talking about?
I don't even know a fucking Derek. How am I going to know a black Camaro? All
right, man. Say it dumb.
No, we ain't tripping. I'm asking who is Derek, man.
Only thing I can tell you, you ain't gonna fuck with that black Camaro.
Man, we ain't gotta do all that, dude. We trying to race, bro. We just trying to race, bro. We lock that shit in. I just want to know who is Derek, who I'm talking to. We gonna lock that shit in, man. Who is Derek?
All right, hey, listen like this. What you want to do with 10 checker car? What's up?
We gonna get this shit done tonight. We ain't gotta keep playing secret games, man. Look, who is Derek?
What you want to do with 10 checker? What you want to do with 10 checker Camaro?
Man, we can race 10 check. Let's do it, bro. We all that bullshit. We ain't got to do all that.
So what you want to do it Saturday?
Hello.
Man.
Huh? Hey. What you say? We trying to run?
The prince, he got his boy B. Brown. I said, you want to run that black Camaro with 10 checkers got?
Hey, Mike, tell Ken call me then.
Man, all right. You want
to
run the
prince?
What a man find
you. Tell Ken call me, and then we'll figure that out.
All right, man.
Hey, it ain't nothing about racing. We can race. We'll race whoever. But tell Ken call me. You just said a black Camaro. Tell Ken to call me. because I don't want to be no bullshit between me and Ted and everybody else. You know, you already know how that goes. So tell Ted to call me. If Ted want to run B. Brown, that's cool.
Whatever. Said B. Brown called, I said, Ted come out. So what?
You said you had a black Camaro to run DaQuinn. DaQuinn told you his car was hurt. He said B. Brown will run a black Camaro. You know, but that's Ted, my people. So don't do that.
Oh, man, tell DaQuinn don't put nobody coin in there. Hot Rod, fuck that shit, man. So it's something wrong with me putting Chit Checker coin in there and Hot Rod can put, DaQuinn can put who he want? Man, y'all full of shit, man.
No, Mike. Tell Ted to call me then. If Ted want to run B. Brown, tell Ted to call me. We'll run. But just tell him to call.
Your partner throw B. Brown card there. I throw my boy a card there. So what?
Well, like I said, tell him to call me then.
Man, y'all
bullshit, boy. Mike, I'm telling you, if he want to reach him, tell him to call me there.
Hey, listen at this. The Quinn said he got B. Brown car. I said I got my boy car. So what's the difference, Hot Rod?
And I said, tell him to call me if he want to reach. They'll reach. That way it won't be no bullshit in between it. That's what I'm saying. It don't get no simpler than that, Mike.
All right. I'm a hot. All right.
It's Mike from Boosie.
Come on, Mike. Stop fucking with me like that, man.
Hey, listen. You fucking with my uncle, man.
All right, dude. We'll talk later, man.
All right.
Tell Kid call him. It's good.
Hey. Y'all
with that put some bass in your voice, DaQuinn. Put some bass in your voice, man. Stop getting high.
Man, they're talking that fucking bullshit.
Got 3 hours high.
That's my fucking homeboy, but fuck him.
Oh, shit.
Come on, Mike, man. You called me the other time, nigga. Stop playing games, bitch ass niggas.
Wait. Hold on. That ain't got nothing to do with it. We can still talk with the fuck. What's it got to do with that?
All right, well, I'm saying, I just told you to tell Ken to call him, bro. All that other shit. All
right.
With Jamie and all them with the sideline is different. We ain't got to do all that. You could have called.
Ain't nobody sideline. The man told me his name is Derek. Don't put me in that shit because your ass got scared and you just got a tongue lashing by throwing somebody a car that you couldn't throw up.
Dude, don't do that, dude.
Bottom line is, don't talk for no car you can't put up and you can't vouch for. Because evidently you can't put that car.
Can't put what car?
Just what you said. You gotta, they gotta fucking, you gotta make arrangements for put a B. Brown car. The man just told him that. Fuck.
He got a arrangement, put somebody else up there in his fucking car. Come on, man, Jamie, shut up, bro. Dude, ain't got nothing to do with your camera.
You need to shut up and putting people car and all that bullshit. The man said he put up another car. You put me in that shit like I'm sidelined. Ain't nobody sidelined. The main car was short until his name was Derek. I told said the main name was Derek. That's what he said it was. There ain't nobody sidelining shit. Don't come with that old stupid ass shit. You the stupid ass shit talking about somebody sidelining. You want to talk about somebody stupid ass? Nobody sidelining. All right, 504-5886, who we got? Man, man, come on the show, run everybody off the show, shit.
Daddy, I don't know.
Well,
damn, they got quiet on here, huh?
Yep.
Man World tonight, fella. Dog, we're going to have some little action there for a little bit.
Hey, Jamie, what race that what you saying? They got a race that Atmo win?
The 19th. That's Mo and Mika and them got that race at Atmo, November 19th.
Mario and Belcher. Oh, okay. Hold on 1 minute.
All right, what's it, man? Man, it's early tonight, man. Nobody want to talk about Ray. We see y'all out there Sunday. Give y'all to 9 o'clock to talk. Ain't nobody worry about nothing, don't look like. Shit. Yes, sir. Yours back, huh? Riddell, November? What are you on? Well. All right, fellas, well, as we see y'all Saturday at the race, does anybody else want to talk?
When that race is, Jamie?
November 19th.
Oh, okay. Y'all gone?
Yeah, I'm going to try to make that, yeah.
No, I'm saying the whole Madison squad going. That's gonna be at Atmo, right?
Oh yeah, you better believe. Oh, you know them. You know Jason. I'm going there. I'll go. We'll be having a
fly.
All right, I'll send it to you when I get off the show. I'm about to end the show, and we'll.
Hey, man. If you want some of this LS shit, you better come see about it.
I'm trying to find out, man. You ain't never text me. I'm going to ride out there then. I'm going to come over there one day.
Yeah, man. I ain't taking time writing all that shit down.
I'll tell you what, I might try to get out there this week. I'll see what I look like.
Hey, I got
next day or two.
I got a brand. I got a brand set of Ford 8.8 gears too. Brand new. Never been
open. All right. I'll holler at you. I'll hit you up this week. I'm going to see what I might be able to ride out there this week. I might be able to do something maybe Thursday, Friday.
You know somebody looking for
what?
Some, I got some 9-inch slicks.
All right.
9.5? Some little 9.5s?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the little
ones, I was going to run them on my bed. I got some Mickey Thompson Street 9.5.
Uh-huh.
I got another set of wheels. I got a parachute. I got all kind of fucking clamps and hoses for turbo shit.
I might try to get out there Thursday. I got some little shit to do. But
I ain't get all this shit.
Let me and Pops might ride out there early one morning. Eat breakfast and shoot out that way.
Well, come eat breakfast over y'all shit.
That
big Steven. We
eating breakfast at 5:30, man. 5:30, 6 o'clock. We eating breakfast.
That's the time I get up.
I get about 5:30. I walk this dog, and then about six. Let's just say about six. We usually sit down eating. So
Big Steven
we
was on
leave from
tonight.
That. Yeah, he was on a little bit, but
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They gonna bring Silver back to that race.
Probably so fat, boy. I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure they're going to be trick-or-treat race, too, at the end of the month, huh?
Maybe. I talked to him. We ain't been talking about racing. We just talked about shit that's been going on with on the houses and shit and work.
He digging pools yet?
Not yet. He'll be digging pools here pretty soon.
Yeah, I might get a pool put in my yard.
There you go. Shit.
I'm thinking seriously about putting a pool in. The problem going to be is getting that bitch in the back of my yard. You're going to get a big crane and probably pass it over the top of the house.
No, they Oh, you want to do one of them liner pool, one of them fiberglass pools, or you want to do a gunite pool?
I don't know if I'm going to do a gunite or liner, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to see what my wife wants. I want a gunite or a liner pool.
Liners is nice. They just don't be the, you know, they got so many sides. They don't have the customization of a gunite style pool.
Well,
so, but, fiberglass pool, you know, depending if they got the design you like, then, hey. You know, but then you got, like you say, you got to pick that bitch up. Gunite, they could
That's why I'm going to be stuck with a damn gunite pool, because I don't want no big pool, small pool with a hot tub.
Yeah, that's all you need, man. Yeah. People put the big old things in there.
I didn't have a big pool. I had a fucking 100,000 gallon pool in my house. I don't want no pool like that no more. That's something that costs you $5,000 a month to take care of, man. And chlorine in the summertime. Chlorine and all that other stuff. Ooh, I don't want no more pool like that.
Keeping it up, man. Upkeep.
No. My kid's gone, man. Me and my wife in the house by ourselves. Call them fucking pools. I just want one of them.
Yeah.
I want one to be on one side of the plaster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the pool no more. We can have all that big shit. I don't want none of that shit. I don't want this big-ass house I'm in no more.
Downsize.
I wish I could sell this motherfucker, but I can't get no money for it.
Yeah.
Not what I want.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, we ain't doing it.
All right,
we'll
see y'all out there.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to see everybody Saturday, man. Ain't nobody I want to talk to. All right, then. We'll see y'all. All right.